Kailara had had almost 5 hours of sleep when a call came from Rafe on the Mackenzie ship.
I'm going to have to go with them. I can't explain how certain things work and how to secure the evidence needed without compromising my other oaths. Not as part of the main team, but in a separate group. These people don't trust me, which I suppose is natural, so they won't let me go to the local office alone.
If it's necessary.
Oh, it's necessary.
Rafe glanced aside. Though only his face appeared on the screen, Kai was sure he was conveying the presence of an auditor. Well then, Kai couldn't think what to say. Be careful seemed both unnecessary and insulting.
I believe Lieutenant Commander Johansson wants to speak to you.
Rafe turned away, and Johansson came into pickup range.
Captain Vara, the other ships in the convoy are now beyond primary danger range, headed for rendezvous. Your representative has convinced us there is sufficient reason for the actions planned. I must now formally ask if your orders concerning ISC personnel remain.
Yes.
All right. Just checking. We're scheduled to start the operation within the hour with the transfer of your representative and certain other personnel.
What's the plan?
You mean in detail?
Yes.
It's need to know, ma'am. I don't think you should be too concerned.
We studied this in the academy. I'm just curious to know how you'd go about it.
You studied how to set up a takeout?
Yes, it was part of Special Ops, Level 2.
Slaughter Key must be an interesting place. Suppose you tell me how you'd set it up, and I'll tell you if you're right.
You can do it with a minimal team if you have to. Sniper and spotter. Better is a half squad, and better yet a squad. Squad leader commands the squad, but the spotter ranks the sniper. Ideally, you've got plenty of intel about the area. You have routes in and out planned. You are hot on comm, half the squad spread, covering the routes, the other half in reserve.
So, what do you know of the station manager's routine?
Not much. I know the ISC offices are on Hub 3, and I'd presume the managers would be the most secure.
Rafe knew. They knew Rafe knew. They had Rafe aboard with them.
Almost. Quite central, anyway. He lives on the same hub, 2 sectors away. Travels any of 5 routes, all distinct, and has staggered random times for arrival and departure. Once he's past the first intersection, he can be almost anywhere.
Tagger? We were told to tag, if possible.
Tags are traceable. We prefer CAID. You know what that is?
Kai did. It was considered the latest and best method of remote identification. So you'd have a plan, an internal line of travel from each of his known alternate routes, plus a way of detecting if he's off track and getting someone to him. Here, you'd probably use your people who were stationed here in the recruiting and consultancy positions. They'd know things about the station that aren't in the public specs, I'd bet.
They do.
Now you need some kind of disturbance. Something to cover the moments around the hit. Give the sniper time to break down the weapon and move out of the range of concern. Lots of ways to do that, but there's another place your local staff could help. Bet they've made friends with people on station.
You do have the main elements, but I still see no reason for you to know the specific details. One of the rules you haven't quoted at me yet is there's no such thing as secure communication.
You're right.
Kai didn't want him to be right. She wanted to see it all, learn it. But in this instance, learning could be followed by dying. Though she was paying for them to take the risk, that didn't justify making it bigger. She left it there, not asking how big a team would go with Rafe to secure evidence and get the Ansible working properly again. Hours crawled by. She didn't know when to start worrying, when to stop worrying. They were still in close enough to pick up some near-com chatter, but Kai could make little out of it. Ship to ship, the convoy reported in as they cleared local traffic control. Kai, on her own bridge, waited for what she could not really anticipate, except trouble. Going back to sleep was not an option. Instead, she munched on food she barely tasted and tried to concentrate on the operating manual for the defensive suite. Finally, the ready light on her Mackenzie installed secure comm winked. Kai keyed in access.
Got him. Clean. Employee's agent reports Ansible hookups restored and back files accessed. Estimates less than 15 minutes to open Ansible contacts and file dumping.
If anyone else has a working Ansible. The back files should be interesting, though.
We already have someone working on ours.
Lee turned to her.
Captain, the last way Ansible reports 8 blocks of stored messages for VADA personnel. Haul or wipe?
Haul 'em all. Somewhere in there might be a clue to what exactly is going on.
Ship chatter rose around them as Lastway ISC operation opened the equivalent of vast ears and tongue and began responding to everyone. Evidently, Vata messages hadn't been the only ones sequestered.
Hailing Vata ship, Gary Tobai. Tendal on Lacewing. What happened to the Ansible? We got a mass of backfile messages.
Seems to be working better, that's all I know. We picked up 8 blocks ourselves. Tendal's narrow, scarred face tightened.
Coincidence bothers me, Captain Vata. I prefer no coincidences.
Seems a good one to me. We leave, things get better. Might mean less trouble ahead.
And maybe I don't need convoy protection.
Maybe not. But you signed a contract.
So I did. Well, people always said trading with Avada, you had to watch your credit balance. I wonder if this is happening everywhere or just here.
Time will tell. 10 minutes. 20. Kai forced herself not to pace back and forth. Yes?
Team's out safely, including your man. Genius with the comm stuff, our fellas say. Everyone's on course. The squad will be picked up by our courier.
Kai went to tell Stella that Rafe was safe. She took along the 8 blocks of back messages. Some were sure to be proprietary information, and she couldn't ask anyone else on the ship to go through them.
How are they sorted?
By date, I think. I haven't really looked yet, but isn't that how back files are usually organized?
We can hope. Have a spare reader?
Use the one on my desk. We can isolate it from the rest of the ship.
Oh, of course.
Stella loaded the first cube.
I haven't done the dating conversions yet, but I think this is from before the trouble started, which would mean the ISC manager here was fiddling with Vata data in preparation. Let me see. Just the kind of routine notice Vata HQ sends. Sent. Every 5 days to all ports. Corporate news update. No hint of trouble.
Kai looked at the bulletin, its format familiar to her for years. The linked VT in blue and red, the summary of tons shipped, percent on-time deliveries, percent expedited shipment bonuses earned, lists of retirements, promotions, new assignments. Her own name leapt out at her. The change in ship name from Glennis Jones to Gary Tobai as the result of uncontrolled conditions, the successful delivery to Belinta, and her promotion from contingent captain to list captain. She wondered if her status as contingent captain had convinced Furman he could order her around in the Sabine mess.
Successful delivery at Belinta. It must have been posted just as I arrived, because trouble started shortly after that. I got a ping from my ship about trouble and was on an Ansible uplink to Vata headquarters when I lost the connection. That's when things got really interesting, because a team of assassins came into the captain's guild.
You didn't tell me this before.
And we've had how much time to chat? Anyway, it'll be in my log, the universal date. Let me check.
Kai pulled out the notebook.
You keep a paper log?
Yeah. Anyway, it's 13-34-75. What's the date on that message?
It's 13-32-75. Where would you have been then?
Unloading cargo, Belinta Station. After that, I went down planet hunting cargo. We were headed for Leonora, but had another several cubic meters of space. I was trying to come up with enough to finance a refit of the ship. She'd been destined for scrap originally, but the hull is sound, and I thought maybe I could save it.
Stella tapped her head.
I don't have a paper log. It's in my implant. Universal time, also 1334. Odd, really. Even with Ansible transmission, how did they set up almost simultaneous attacks light years apart? Unless they used all local talent. Ship schedules just aren't that precise.
We had a course on interstellar terrorism. A large enough organization, with enough financial support and enough lead time, and we don't know how many planned attacks didn't go off on schedule because the Ansibles went down.
Did all Ansible traffic at Belinta go down when you were cut off?
No. At least no one said anything. The Slaughter Key consul on Belinta told me the Slaughter Key Ansibles were down, but when we left, Belinta seemed to be working fine. It was such a low-traffic system, I'm not sure anyone would have noticed.
Did you call out on it?
No, I didn't. I figured the bad guys knew exactly where we were, and we should get into space, go somewhere else, try to outflank them.
I still can't figure out why anyone would want to do it. Okay, attack the monopoly, I can see that, but why disrupt all communications? Why not just display the ability and bargain from there?
If we knew that, we might know why Vada was chosen as another target. Did those ISC couriers tell you that ISC ships were being hit?
No. But then they didn't tell me much. Not even the route we were taking.
Which suggests to me they were worried about attack. I hope Rafe can pry more information out of the local Ansible before we clear space. Something about all this just doesn't make sense. Why Vada? We were important on Slaughter Key, and we're a major shipper, but we're not the only major shipper, and Pavrati hasn't been hit that we know of.
But we are, after the Sabine thing, known as a friend of ISC. Even before that, corporately, we've supported them in discussions with other shippers. And our unarmed ships travel on scheduled routes, making them easier to find than ISC couriers, which don't.
Point. So if I hadn't been so prominent at Sabine, if I hadn't been so obviously in tight with ISC, maybe none of this would have happened.
Kai, I don't think it's your fault. No one back home even hinted it was your fault.
They didn't have time, did they?
A few could have, but they didn't. You can't blame yourself.
Oh, yes, I can. I certainly can. And I do, in part. I know it's not all my fault, but I didn't make things better. Hindsight's no good if you don't use it.
I just don't want you taking all the responsibility.
Not all, just some. A mistake I don't intend to make again.
Though how she was to avoid it, Kai had no idea. Wars are won by those who make the fewest mistakes, one of her instructors had insisted. Stella looked at her with an odd expression.
Kai, is that coming out of your military training, or have you really changed that much?
Changed?
Well, I don't want to insult you or anything, but back when you were a kid, before you went off to the academy, I thought of you as kind of a dreamy, impractical sort. You'd come out of it to do something hopelessly romantic, like champion some natural-born loser. We were always hearing about your lost pups.
Kai felt her neck getting hot.
Hard to lose a family identity, even when it doesn't fit. You should know about that.
True enough. But you were different.
Was I? They even had me convinced that I was too soft-hearted and soft-headed. If everyone tells you... Well, what did they tell you, Stella, that led you to that first mess?
Stella's eyes widened in shock, then she looked thoughtful.
I suppose. Everyone always made a big thing about how pretty I was. Joe was the smart one, Benji and Tok were the strong athletic ones, and I was... Oh, look at Stella, isn't she adorable, and good grief, Stefan, you'll have to use a cannon to keep the boys off her. I couldn't outscore Joe. She was brilliant. And I never wanted to outsweat Benji and Tok, so... Are you telling me you aren't soft-hearted and an easy mark for stray pups? When we have a literal stray pup on this very ship?
Puddles isn't my fault. Oh, I suppose I could have let the locals kill the beast, but they annoyed me.
You saved the dog to spite the Garda?
More or less, yes. And it might prove useful yet. The vet's assistant said this breed makes good watchdogs.
I suppose. If you have foot-tall assassins, it might be of some use. But otherwise...
Kai thought about confessing to a family member her self-discovery at the moment of killing Pazin. But Stella would be spooked, and she needed Stella's support.
I'm not just an idealistic nice girl. Any more than you're just a sexy pushover for handsome men.
Thank you for that. So we're both renegades, are we? The surviving senior family members, barring Aunt Gracie, who's a renegade in her own way.
I suspect that Vadas have always harbored a fair number of renegades. Do we even know how our great-great-great-grandfather obtained his first ship?
I do. It's in my secured files. And I'm afraid you're right. He was not entirely respectable.
Was he a privateer?
Privateer? Maybe. Definitely a raider of some kind, at least for a while. Why?
Remember that letter of Mark? I was thinking maybe it runs in the family.
But you didn't ask for it. You aren't using it.
Yet.
Kai got up to leave. Stella stared. Down in engineering, Kai found Quincy hunched over a screen, reading through the installation instructions again. Toby sat on the deck, with Puddles upside down in his lap. The pup looked ridiculous, kicking one stubby leg as the boy stroked his belly.
Jim, across the compartment, leaned on an upright, scowling.
How's it going?
It would be going fine if that idiot dog hadn't eaten a corner out of one of the cartons, so we don't have all the connectors. We spent hours hunting and we're still missing one. I think I can cobble something together, I hope.
Quincy gave the pup a poisonous look. Toby hunched over it protectively.
You aren't going to space it, are you, Captain?
No, of course not. But we probably need to confine it somehow out of the way.
Not in a shipping carton. It eats them. And then throws up.
I told you.
Quincy silenced Jim with a gesture.
Jim thinks if we give the pup the run of the ship, it will learn where everything is and be less trouble. I think it would be disastrous. As with that carton. I can just imagine us arriving someplace, wherever we're going, and finding that our saleable cargo has been converted into dog messes.
Dogs can be, trained, can't they?
Kai's family had never kept dogs. Cats, horses, birds, and some of the small arboreal creatures, mingas, but not dogs. She'd had friends with dogs, and those dogs didn't seem to be much trouble. They made their messes outside. Of course, here, outside, was a vacuum.
Didn't we pick up some supplies from the vet?
And a book on training. They can be trained to use a box or something, but it takes time.
You've trained a dog?
Not myself, but I've watched an uncle.
Kai was about to say, it's your dog, you found it, when she glanced again at Toby. The look he gave her said more than words.
Toby! You're caught up on your classwork, aren't you?
Yes, Captain.
Quincy, how many hours a day do you need Toby's help?
Right now? Not at all, really. Systems are all green, and the rest of this setup is software alignment. Why?
Because I need him to do something else. Toby, that pup's your responsibility. I want you to keep it out of trouble, train it, take care of it. I know Jim found it, but Toby, you've had a dog before, and Jim has other duties. If you need help, ask for it, but primarily, I want this to be your job. Is that fair?
Toby's face lit from within for the first time since he'd come aboard.
Yes, Captain! I'll make sure he's not in the way.
I'm sure you'll take care of him.
Kai felt a pang of guilt. The boy had been through horrendous stresses, and she'd spent next to no time making sure he was doing all right.
I hope he turns out to be a good little watchdog for our dock area, on stations where dogs are allowed. Be sure to keep me informed how he's coming along.
Captain, could I change his name?
His name?
Puddles just isn't a good name for him.
What would you name him?
Toby glanced at Quincy.
How about Rascal?
Sounds good to me. Now get Rascal out from under Quincy's feet so she can get on with her work.
Yes, ma'am.
The boy scrambled up, all ungainly legs, it seemed, and headed for his cabin with Rascal, now awake and wiggling wildly in his grip. When he was out of sight, Quincy cocked her head at Kai.
That was well done, Captain. Annoying as I find that animal, he'll be good for Toby.
And you won't be distracted while finishing the installation.
I certainly hope not.
The convoy moved out on a slow arc. No incoming ships had been detected for days, but Mackenzie had still advised a careful approach to the jump points.
If there's trouble, that's where it'll be. Ships going for a jump point are usually at max delta V. They can't maneuver, and they offer an easy shot. What you want to do is go in slow, in formation, looking tough and preserving your ability to maneuver.
Behind them, another ship left last way, but on a vector that gave no concern. It looked to be headed for a different jump point. Stella and Kai were working in Kai's cabin, and the remnants of a hasty meal were stacked on the end of the work table. Stella, working through the accumulated messages, had found that the last way ISC manager had been holding up VATA messages there, or some VATA messages at least, since the last scheduled VATA departure, some 8 standard months before.
If any VATA ship had come through, they'd have been told there was nothing pending. You should have had all this when you arrived. Most of it's not that important. Updates on prices, margins, that kind of thing. I've put the 5-day bulletins into the database for pattern analysis. Nothing's shown up yet. I can't figure out what good it would do to keep a VATA ship at Lastway out of the VATA loop, though. When were you originally supposed to arrive at Lastway? Did you have scheduled deliveries?
No, nothing with a late penalty, but we did have a tentative schedule. Let me see. Well, that's interesting. We were originally scheduled to reach Lastway a day or so before the attacks on VATA started.
So you'd have been there incommunicado rather than on a live Ansible hookup to Slaughter Key. Easy meat, no warning. I wonder if they specifically sucked off Vada messages at the other stations where Vada was hit.
Still doesn't tell us why Vada was a target.
No, but it's clear the plot was laid before you even went to Sabine. Then they had to rush assassins to Belinta or find local talent before you got back. What would you have done, Kai, if you'd come out in Belinta local space and been told of the attacks? Would you have docked at Belinta?
I don't know. I never thought of that. I might have docked at their station to complete delivery, but I wouldn't have gone on planet.
They must have been frantic, scrambling to adjust to your movements, knowing that you were the most dangerous Vada to leave alive.
Me?
You, of course. Not just your military training and your relationship to your father, but what you'd shown you could do at Sabine. Now, I would wager some of Aunt Grace's diamonds that you are well above their threat recognition level.
I hope so. Let them worry.
It was ridiculous in a way. She still had only the one small, slow, unarmed ship. Mackenzie would desert her as soon as they had instructions from their headquarters. The other traitors in the convoy were her putative allies only so long as they had Mackenzie protection. Even so, imagining an enemy being afraid of her felt good.
And now that you're officially a privateer, that's even more reason for them to worry.
I'm not really. You know that.
Stella's perfect brows arched.
Remember what the Mercs told you? Possession of the letter, whether you use it or not, constitutes presumption of intent.
But our enemies won't know about that, will they? And I don't see that it makes much difference. For all the license the letter gives me to cause mayhem, there's not much mayhem I can cause with this ship. I'm sure they know about this ship.
Kai pushed aside the existence of those mines in the cargo holds.
For now, I'm just a trader captain. I'm not ready to hunt anyone down.
You're a trader with two hired warships. That takes you out of the just-a-trader class right there. You had your mercs go in and kill some crooked ISC employees, and even though that was done with ISC authorization via Rafe, it was still done by your orders.
Put that way, the raid on the ISC office did sound like the sort of thing privateers were reputed to do.
Legally, I'm not sure. If you hold this commission from Slaughter Key, does that mean anyone contracting with you, for military services anyway, is actually working for Slaughter Key?
Kai stared at Stella. Dim memories of military law classes cluttered her mind. But they had never studied the legal ramifications of letters of marque, she was sure.
Oh, that can't be right. It's not exactly a commission anyway. They're not paying me anything, and they're not giving me specific orders. I can just trade if I want to.
But you don't want to. You want to protect and help family members, and you want to find out who attacked us, and you want to take them out. That's what you said.
Yes.
I see conflicts of interest, Kai. Mind you, I'm completely in favor of rebuilding Vada as a trading empire. Locating, helping, protecting our remaining family, destruction of our enemies, all that. But when I consider this thing...
Stella nodded at the folder.
I see problems you may not have considered. You have to decide whether you're fighting for Vada or Slaughter Key, for instance.
Both. The ISC thing affects both, surely.
It does now. In the long run, though, those are two different interests, and you need to know which has priority. So do I.
You?
I'm carrying your father's implant, remember? The Vada command data set. If you consider the recovery of Vada your first priority, then you are the right person to take possession of it. But if you rank Slaughter Key's interests above Vada, then I'm not sure.
Well, I suppose you're glad now that I haven't put it in.
Stella sat back, folding her arms.
Yes. Until I knew about the letter of marque, I had no doubts. Now I do. My interest is entirely family, I assure you. I still believe, like Aunt Gracie, that you are the one person who can help Vada survive, if it can be done at all. It will take all your ability, though, Kai. If Vada is not your top priority, we're doomed.
I saw this letter as giving me a better chance to save Vada. Not a conflict of interest at all.
A tool?
Yes. I've always thought the interests of Vada and Slaughter Key ran together. Whatever I needed to do to help Vada would in some way help Slaughter Key.
Even as Kai said it, she realized how naive it sounded. Certainly, the government of Slaughter Key had decided that its interests were separate from Vada's.
For now, that may work. Someday, though, those interests will be in conflict. You need to decide now which has priority before you have to make that decision in a crisis.
Quincy's call to announce that the defensive suite installation was complete came as a welcome interruption.
You managed it without Toby's help.
The boy's very smart. Good with his hands, too. He was helping. It was that dratted dog. But yes, we've got it in. Whether or not it works...
I'll tell our escort, and then we'll test it.
Kai called the bridge and had Lee contact Johansson. Lee responded in no time.
He says go ahead. They'll observe with their scans and let us know if it looks right from the outside.
Do the honors, Quincy.
Quincy started the initiation sequence, and the defensive suite's control board lit up, segment after segment showing green telltales.
This over here is the active shield function, and the electronic countermeasures are here.
They say the shields are up and look good. No gaps spotted, but they want me to roller once to be sure they've scanned the entire hull.
Go ahead. Can they tell anything about the ECM stuff?
No, they say not without launching something at us, and they'd rather not.
I feel the same way. We'll have to take that part on trust, then. How about power consumption, Quincy?
Right on target. Our in-system has plenty of reserve power. It's speed we can't get out of her.
Good job, Quincy. You and your crew should take a couple of shifts off, except for the usual.
Thanks, Captain. We'll do that. This is a new one for me. Now can I tell Martin to restore the cargo?
Yes. Or rather, I'll speak to him. I think we should keep access open to as much of this as possible for repair in case of damage.
I thought the whole point of this was to prevent any damage. You aren't planning to get into a space battle, are you?
Not if I can help it, but dangerous times. It's just a precaution.
Martin and Aline had spent the time it took to install the defensive suite working out the most efficient way to restow the cargo. Kai looked at their figures and agreed with Martin that the odor barrier crates should be readily accessible. She hoped they'd never need those mines, but if they did, she wanted them easy to find and use. Rafe returned to the ship shortly before the transition into FTL flight. Kai and Johansson had agreed that they should first check on an automated Ansible in the next system over. The convoy captains accepted the course without comment, except to point out that there was no profit where there could be no trade. Mackenzie personnel locked in the jump coordinates in the nav computers of all ships. Someone could change it, but that would both break the contract and alert them that the ship was probably part of the conspiracy. Jump insertion went smoothly. They had planned a 13.2-hour jump to the neighborhood of the nearest automated Ansible platform.
I suppose you want me to check out the Ansible itself?
Kai nodded.
And how are you going to explain that one of the ship crews?
Your expertise in communications. They know about some of that already.
Yes, but last time it was just a simple file switch, or close enough they believed it was. This time I have to get in there and muck with the hardware and the software. All of it proprietary. And how would even a renegade Vada know that?
I'm sure you can come up with something.
Rafe gave her a dark look, then shook his head.
You really are a piece of work, Captain. You should have been born into a pirate family, not a nice, staid bunch of law-abiding traitors.
As staid as the Dunbargers?
All right. Let's see. After being booted out of the bosom of your family, our family, I managed to sucker ISC into hiring me for a time, then quit in disgust because they expected me to keep regular hours.
Rafe's face settled into a sullen expression that went perfectly with not wanting to work regular hours.
How's that?
That works.
Within hours, that Ansible's message bins were unblocked and contact restored with Lastway and other working Ansibles, and Rafe was back aboard.
An easy fix. Just as I said before, it's a form of sabotage that's quick, requires no special equipment, and is easy to reverse. Unfortunately, it's difficult to make impossible, so if the Raiders come back, they can undo my fix quickly.
Would ISC reimburse you for fixing this if they knew about it?
You want a bonus?
I'm thinking of the others in the convoy. If there's some profit in stopping to fix Ansibles, they'll be more willing to do more of them.
Ah, there might be, but I can't promise. And calling from here would reveal where we are, which I'd consider a danger.
Raiders could follow us by the restoration of access, couldn't they?
Yes, but we might be an ordinary ISC repair crew, too.
Kai discussed their next destination with her Mackenzie liaison.
We'd prefer to clear Ansibles between Lastway and our home base. Of course, that's subject to your priorities as long as we're working for you. But there are several automated Ansibles along the way and some excellent market worlds for the others.
Let's talk to them all.
In conference, the other captains agreed. In the next system, they found not only an automated and non-functional Ansible, but also a civilian ship whose beacon carried the familiar Vata tag, moving slowly along far from the Ansible, as if transferring between jump points.
She's a Vata ship. We can't ignore a Vata ship.
Her beacon says she's a Vata ship. We could say we were, Fitch's Rangers. Would that make us Fitch's Rangers?
You have a database of ship registries. What does her beacon ID say?
It agrees with the call signal, but that's just common sense. That doesn't mean she's a Vata ship, or commanded by a legitimate family member. What does your implant... Oh, that's right. You don't have one.
I'll check with Stella. She probably has the complete list.
She'd better. You hired us to protect you and the others in this convoy. All my instincts say that there's something wrong here. It's the classic pirate trick.
It's one ship, and she doesn't scan armed. You have two armed vessels.
Captain Vata, you may have almost graduated from a military academy, and I will grant that you performed well under pressure at Sabine. But you do not know diddly squat about threat analysis in real life. What if that ship is mined? What if that ship is stuffed with biologicals that could kill us all? I do not have a full hazmat team aboard, and I do not want to die or see my people die because I walked into a trap.
Kai bit back the angry retort she wanted to make.
I appreciate your concern. I have no intention of asking your people to risk themselves. But as you recall, contacting and aiding other Vata family members is high on my priority list. I'll go myself.
Johansson wiped his forehead, though he wasn't sweating.
Stopping at all is risking us. Doing anything but going back into jump is risking us. Look, you're making the classic mistake that bold youngsters make. You overvalue your own resources and you don't see all the problems. Did you ever read that old chestnut about the young officer trying to interdict a river crossing?
The defense of Duffer's Drift.
Yes. The problem is you don't get do-overs, in dreams or otherwise. Maybe the farm family really is loyal, but you can't take the chance. Maybe this ship really is your family's, and everyone on her is loyal and honest, but you can't take the chance.
Actually, I can. But I see that I can't ask you to. So you carry on to the next jump point, and I'll match courses and see what's what.
You've lost your mind. We can't let you do that. We've contracted to protect you.
Kai choked back the "you can't stop me" that came automatically.
Look, we want to unblock this Ansible. We'll just put Rafe on it, get that job done, and give this other ship a call. See what she does, all right?
You're making a mistake.
Maybe, but it was in my mission priorities.
I know that, but... All right. Here's what we'll do. We'll support through the Ansible repair. Then we'll escort the convoy just outside the system and stand by in case of trouble. With an open Ansible and only a few hours transit time, we should be close enough.
Fine.
When Kai called the crew together to tell them what was going on, Martin looked grave.
I have to say I agree with the Mercs. If you'll take my advice...
Not if it means running away without finding out if a Vata ship needs our help.
That wasn't it. But have the defensive suite on, and keep the drives warm, even if you decide to match courses. Someone alert at the scans around the clock. And have a plan for what to do if we're attacked, boarded.
A plan?
Who goes where and does what, that kind of thing.
Is this something you...
Ma'am, my expertise is in security, not full-out combat. I can suggest some things, but whether they'd work, I don't know. And as for ship-to-ship combat, I can't help you.
Get your suggestions in order, then.
Kai had thought of a sudden attack, the ship being blown but not boarded. She could still take Johansson's advice and run for the jump point. But that left a Vata ship here, alone. A Vata crew who might even, if they'd been in FTL space on a long jump, have no warning that they were in danger.
It's going to take us several days to get closer to her.
Martin nodded. Fair Colleen had the Vata blue and red logo on the hull, but she looked battered by years of space debris. No weapons showed on the defensive suite's analysis screen. Her crew had given no sign that they were aware of other ships in the same system, which was sloppy at best. Kai pursed her lips. Ships of that class were brought in for cleaning and repair every 2 years, at which time the logo was freshly painted. Ordinary light shielding protected it for that interval.
Stella?
Don't look at me. I'm not ship crew.
Quincy, I'm going to transfer an external feed to your board. What do you think?
Fair Colleen. Haven't crossed paths with that one in decades. She's one of ours, right enough, but I don't know what route she's on. Looks a bit battered. That logo should have been touched up before now.
Well, Kai sat motionless, trying to think things through. Fair Kaleen had been a Vada ship. Might be one now. Should be one again, since Vada needed every ship it could muster. If someone else had taken a Vada ship, one of her ships, she caught herself thinking, she could take it back. She nodded to Lee.
Let's give her a call.
Fair Kaleen answered the hail with commendable promptness, and in moments her captain was online. Osman Vada, his broadcast ID stated. Stocky and dark, his black hair liberally salted with gray, he looked at Kai with an expression she could not quite interpret.
Whose are you?
Whose?
Whose kid? I'm sorry, I know you're a captain, but to me, you're a kid. I was just wondering whose.
Gerard's.
He still looked blank.
Gerard Avondetta Vada?
Oh, old Moneybags Jerry. God's girl, you don't look anything like Jerry, luckily.
Very few people, most of them now dead, had called her father Jerry. And Kai didn't like his laugh.
Don't look at me like that. I didn't mean to make fun of him, but he always was a bit stuffy. So he sent you to straighten out this mess, eh?
Something was very wrong, but Kai couldn't figure out what.
Mess?
This whole thing with the banks, credit and all. I mean, he is cheap, high, financial muckety-muck, so it makes sense that you being his daughter...
He didn't know. He didn't know, or he was a far better faker than she thought he was.
That's the Ansibles. When ISC gets them back up...
Not what my fella back on Harmon told me. Said someone's going after Vada, and our credit was shot.
Did your fella describe what going after meant?
Said someone had taken pot shots at Vada's ships. Made me nervous, that did.
Nervous was not the word Kai would have chosen to describe his expression. Tense, alert, but not nervous. Kai knew she should tell him, but she was reluctant and didn't understand why.
Look, as your old Jerry's kid, daughter, I mean, you can clear up the financial end, can't you? Talk to the bankers and such? I have a load of cargo, good stuff, too.
Where was it bound? What route are you on?
Well, you know, I'm kind of independent. Experience, family connections.
Been a while since you came in for refit, hasn't it?
Oh, the ship's fine, no problems there. It's just... I can't draw on company funds, they tell me, on account of whatever this mess is.
Stranger and stranger. Not all Vada captains were on fixed routes, but most of them were. Profit lay in reliability. Senior captains vied for the most profitable routes, wanted the least variance in their schedules. And while this man looked like a Vada, they weren't the only family in the known universe with those features, that coloring. He had shown some knowledge of her family, but only what an outsider could have picked up from public sources. He had cargo. He could sell the cargo, set up a ship account. She'd done that. Kai touched the control, requesting an emergency interruption. Almost immediately, a red light flashed on her board, winking urgently. She looked down, then back up at the comm screen.
Excuse me, I've got a problem here. I'll be right back.
She cut the connection and opened the internal comm.
Anyone get anything on this one?
The ships on a list from 10, 15 years back is active, but on current lists as an adjunct.
Which is?
I'm not sure. It might be undercover work or something. I was on an adjunct payroll for a year or so. Osman. I'm fairly sure he must be Laszlo Vada's grandson, though there's another Osman. How old do you think he is? Apparent age, or was that a disguise?
Voice analysis suggests 60s. Of course, he could be a heavy drinker, or addicted to something that's aged his voice.
That'd be Laszlo's grandson. He's not on the current captain list, Kai. I can't get into the old personnel stuff. It's in the command data set.
The one you didn't install was unsaid but clearly communicated.
A Vada remittance man. Skeleton in the Vada cupboard.
Rafe's smug tone made Kai want to hit him.
So, why is he in a Vada ship?
Adjunct. They let him take a ship, but he's not authorized refit, and I'll bet he's not authorized access to company funds, except his remittance. He sounds like a con man to me. He's trying one on. He knows headquarters is down. He doesn't know we have a command data set.
I don't like the whole setup. He sounds too glib, and I find it hard to believe his crew didn't pick us up on scan a long time ago. We haven't tested the defensive suite against concealed weaponry. The mercs weren't trying to hide theirs.
Quincy!
What now?
Did you ever hear of an Osman Vada related to old Laszlo?
That bastard? What's he done now?
Well, he claims to be captain of Fair Colleen, which right now is matching courses about 100 clicks away. I gather you know something about him?
Rotten little devil. Smooth as an egg and no morals at all. Fools you because he's not overtly mean, but he doesn't care for anything but himself and doesn't see why anyone would.
Our defensive suite says he's unarmed. I don't see he can do us any great harm.
Don't bet on it. If he's here and talking to you, then he sees a profit to himself in it. Figure that out, and however slimy it seems, that's what he's up to.
Here in the middle of nowhere. What is he doing here anyway? Just randomly jumping from one unoccupied system to another? He's a long way from any regular Vada route.
Trouble. He's trouble through and through.
Quince, what did he do? Any specifics?
Well, I was only aboard a ship with him once. He'd gotten in a fairly serious scrape on his apprentice voyage. Gambling debts he tried to cover with the ship's account. His father, Laszlo's son, Benald, that would have been, hauled him home and supposedly straightened him out. He was in his 20s when I ran into him again. I was engineering second that voyage, pulled off my regular ship because their first was injured. He was third in command. I heard scuttlebutt that he was under some suspicion of having done something earlier in the trip, but he was a Vada. The idea was to straighten him out. Well, among other things, he liked pretty faces. Didn't matter what gender, and he was putting moves on an engineering junior. I told him off for it, and he tried to bribe me.
Bribe you?
Oh, yes. I wasn't a gray-haired great-granny back then. He didn't fancy me, I don't think, but he was willing to try if it would shut me up. It didn't. He tried to get me fired for insubordination. The captain wouldn't hear of it, and I watched my back very carefully the rest of the voyage. Good thing, too, as there were several accidents that could have been fatal. His father died young.
The knot in Kai's stomach tightened.
So, it may not be an accident that he's here, or that he wants to travel with us.
I don't see how he could have figured out where we'd be. That much could be accidental.
Jump options from last way. How many were there?
Kai's mind raced, throwing up an image of their route since leaving last way.
It's not that. If they have those shipboard ansibles Rafe mentioned, and they've tracked us by the restored ansible functions, then here is the next logical place for us to go. Another node in the web, a mostly uninhabited system with multiple jump points.
Couldn't we intercept their communications?
No more than with any ansible. And thank you for sharing that little secret with everyone, Captain.
You undoubtedly have others I don't know. And that one, if it's operational, isn't going to be secret for long. Once others realize that the only way for certain things to happen is ship-mounted instant communications, they'll deduce its existence.
I suppose. I still think...
Think it later. The question is, what do we do now? If I refuse to talk to him again, he'll know we know something's wrong.
Wouldn't you? He'll expect you to have an implant. Surely that would tell you he's not on the main list.
I guess he can't tell I don't.
A germ of an idea sprouted. Kai went back to the exterior comm.
Sorry, we've got this pet someone brought aboard and it keeps getting into trouble.
A pet? You let your crew have pets?
Kai could feel her neck getting hot.
Special case. But back to your problem. What do you understand is going on?
I don't know. Frankly, I've been out on my own pretty far out, not paying much attention to what's going on back home. But it sounded like trouble, so I came back to see what I could do.
To help or scavenge? That was the question. Quincy's story was probably true if this was the same man. But 20 years and more had tamed many a wild boy, her father always said. We don't blame people for who they were, if they act well now, her mother had insisted. She wondered what Rafe would be like in 20 years and pushed that thought away.
It's pretty bad. Hard to tell with the ansibles down, but it looks like someone has it in for Vada.
Heard anything about your family?
They're dead.
A moment's shocked stillness. Then his face creased into a scowl.
That's monstrous. You poor kid. I mean, you're not a kid, I can see that, but still. Poor old Jerry, dead. How'd they get him? He wasn't on a ship, was he?
Kai felt again that reluctance to reveal details, at least yet. His gaze was direct, his expression exactly what it should be. She couldn't figure out why this reluctance. It wasn't fair to base such a reaction solely on Quincy's belief.
No, I wasn't there. I only heard they died. If the Ansibles come back up...
I can't believe it. Look, I can help. Let me help. Either of us alone, we're just a single ship, easy to ambush. But the two of us? I don't mind telling you, I've rambled around in some pretty rough places. This old ship isn't the worn-out hulk that she looks like. We could help each other a lot. Family sticks together, eh? Blood thicker than water, all that?
Sincerity flowed out of him like water out of a spring. Kai could not believe he was anything but a rogue coming around, except for the bitter memory of another sincere, pleading voice, Mandy Rocher, and his problem that had become her disgrace.
I can't figure out why. Why would someone, anyone, take after Vada Transport? We've got a better record of service than, say, Pavrati.
Oh, lass. We're rich. That's why. The rich are always a target.
Not that rich. I can imagine an envious minor shipping firm resenting us, but it would hardly have the resources to attack us so widely.
Well, no. But this attack on the Ansibles... Vada's always supported ISC's monopoly on Ansible services. Could be it's our allies got us in trouble. Or it could be part of the Humod base stock controversy.
What?
There's growing friction, you know, between the base stock worlds that want to preserve what they call human nature and the Humods. From the base stock point of view, we're all Humods because we have implants. Makes us mech deviants. I don't suppose you've run into many base stockers.
Only the Miznarii back home.
Good grief. Are they still around? I'd have thought they'd died out long ago. Went in for natural childbirth, I thought it was. I'm in places like Allgreen and Purity. They're not on regular Vada routes, but I've traded there. Took me for a criminal, they did, at first. And no one has cranial implants, not even fertility mods. One of my old crew was a forearm, genetic, and immigration control wouldn't even let him off the ship at the station. You'd have thought he'd been able to spit sperm straight into their precious daughters. Sorry, did that shock you?
Kai had to do better with her face.
I'm shocked that anyone would refuse entry to someone just because they had four arms.
Oh, good. I remember Jerry was something of a prude, and I should have thought before saying anything. But I'm glad you're old enough not to flinch at a little physical reality.
His laugh grated. Kai smiled, but followed him into this side topic as if really interested.
So, do the people on Purity avoid all medical care?
No, but they're strict about its limits. No genetic modifications, and no modifications that enhance normal human ability beyond a half sig above the mean. Of course, that means their mean intelligence is well below that of most of us. But they get along reasonably well on their own world.
Are they Miznarii?
No. They're evangelical hurists, whatever that is. Doesn't help them any in business dealings, I can tell you that.
His wink invited Kai into his scam, whatever it was. So the rogue hadn't reformed. She wanted to wipe the screen, but knew better.
It's the weirdest combination of paranoia and gullibility you've ever seen. They're terrified of some outsider cheating them. But they make it so obvious what they're afraid of that it's easy to make whatever profit you want by just doing something else and pretending fear of their suspicion.
So you prefer Humod planets?
Well, not the extremes. It's like some of them make themselves ugly on purpose, you know? But a lot of them are just like real people, only with extra. Pretty much think like us. You do have an implant, right?
Of course! Got it at 7, like everyone else.
So, you have a current Vada update? Because I haven't updated in a while. Been out of touch, you see.
Not really current. I was on my way back, actually.
He couldn't know anything different, unless he was as bent as she suspected. And then it didn't matter.
As you probably guessed, this was my first trip, so I'm just a probationary captain, as it were. Only the most basic data set. When I got home, I was going to get the full one, but things happened.
I see.
Osman looked down a moment, then suddenly back up, with a sharp glance that seemed intended to startle. Then his face softened again.
Well, we shall do well enough, I guess. Youth and enthusiasm, age and experience. We'll be partners, shall we?
Kai had been half expecting this offer, or demand.
But we are already family. Isn't it forbidden to make private contracts of partnership within Vada?
What? Do you think I want to cheat you?
In a heartbeat. No, not that. But Dad said nobody should make private contracts because we should all be working for the benefit of Vada as a whole. Private deals, he said, were like stealing from the company. And I want to save Vada.
Now his expression shifted to benign amusement.
I forgot. You are Jerry's daughter. Of course you would be a stickler for all the rules. But my dear, this is an extraordinary situation. We may be the only surviving Vadas. Do you know of others?
Kai felt a chill roll down her back. She was not about to reveal the existence of Stella or Toby.
You're the first Vada ship I've met since this happened.
And I suppose for your first voyage, they've stuffed the ship with faithful old retainers rather than family members, eh?
Pretty much. I hired a couple myself along the way.
So, under the circumstances, we should cooperate and be partners. Fine, if you don't want to enter a formal partnership, I understand that, given your father. But we can do better together than either of us alone.
Kai was tempted to refuse and depart, trusting her new defensive suite to handle anything he was likely to have aboard. But what if he knew more about the conspiracy and the attacks on Vada than he'd yet revealed?
Where are you going next? I don't know if we can...
Look, I'll go with you, wherever you go. I can help keep you safe.
He paused for her reaction. Apparently, she had not hidden it well enough. On screen, he shrugged, spreading his hands.
I'm sure you're brave and resourceful. Vada doesn't breed idiots or cowards. But you need someone to watch your back. I won't even pull seniority. You're Jerry's daughter. He was our CFO. You can take over if you want. I just don't want to see us die out because we couldn't work together for mutual profit.
He wanted her more than she wanted him. Kai wondered why, and wondered how he had known that her father was Vada Limited's CFO, if he'd been gone so many years, unless he was legitimate in some covert way, as Rafe claimed to be with ISC.
I suppose. Look, why don't you send me your cargo info, and I'll compare it with what we've got and decide where to go next.
We share. You send me yours, too.
Fine. I'll get my cargo master to port it over for you.
He would learn nothing from their cargo list except that they'd bought low and hoped to sell high. He would certainly not learn about the mines she had aboard, either kind. Kai sipped a mug of nutrient-boosted tea in the rec area while she waited for Osmond to send her his cargo list.
He thinks I've got a probationary captain's implant with incomplete data. Nothing he needs to upload to his implant, for instance.
I'd be a lot happier if you had an implant at all. And the Vada command set would give you everything you need.
Certainly would make my head an attractive target, wouldn't it, Martin? If he thinks I'm ignorant, inexperienced, idealistic, and rule-bound, I'm the perfect front person for him. A dupe he can enjoy duping for a long time before he finds it convenient to kill me.
You do realize he'll try.
Of course. I don't expect anything less. But he will find me tougher to kill once he's thoroughly convinced how simple it will be.
Rafe shook his head.
You continue to surprise me.
Good. Since you're the best model I have for how Osmond Vada thinks, he supposedly got a history rather like yours.
You really think I'm that bad? I swear, I've never put pressure on the unwilling to have sex.
Stella shifted in her seat. He looked sideways at her.
I haven't forgotten that lime.
The others looked at Kai oddly. Rafe ducked his head.
That was only an invitation, not pressure.
Quite true. And if I thought you were that bad, you would not be alive on this ship.
I shall watch my step.
Nonetheless, Rafe is my only current contact with the kind of life we think Osmond's been leading. So when I try out ideas on him, his reaction may help me predict Osmond's.
As long as you don't get us confused.
I assure you, I can keep you separate in my mind even without an implant.
Suddenly Rafe sat upright, alert, eyes opened wide.
Kai, Captain, call the Mercs, now.
What? Why?
Just do it.
Our whole plan is to let him think we're alone, harmless, helpless in this system. If I call...
If you don't call, you won't have the chance. He has an Ansible on that ship. He's one of them.
How do you know? And why now?
I know. Don't ask more. I know. He's not just Vada's rotten egg. He's deeply involved, and he's using his shipboard Ansible to call in your enemies.
I think he wants to toy with me longer. And I still want to know how...
For the time it takes them to get here, maybe... But he'll betray you, and there won't be time for talk. How far away are the Mercs?
Next Ansible over, I hope. But how do you know he's got one?
Captain, let's go to your cabin.
What?
I need to speak to you privately.
If you must. Kai looked at the others. Call me if anything changes. Make sure everything's ready.
Always.
Kai led the way to her cabin. Ray followed her and shut the hatch without asking her.
What is this about? You're...
Just listen. There's another new tech I didn't tell you about.
You have a shipboard Ansible of your own? Or some way to detect Ansible activity?
Rafe tapped his head.
I have one here. Miniaturized. Implantable. The power system's not adequate, so I need to hook into an exterior power source or link to an existing working Ansible.
You have an Ansible in your head?
Yes. Small, underpowered, but nonetheless workable. Experimental tech, of course. So far as I know, the only working model. I got it direct from the lab. You must not tell anyone.
I won't. So that's how you know he has a shipboard one. How do you know he doesn't have an implant like you?
They smell different.
At her expression, he shook his head.
They had to hook up a lot of weird connections to make it work at all. Humans have a lot of olfactory receptors we don't really use, apparently tied to the biochemistry of the planet we originated on. They tied the detector function to that. It's supposed to let me know when I'm in range and could tap power from an Ansible, but my brain insists on giving me smells.
I hope they're pleasant.
Kai could not help staring at his skull.
Memorable is the word I'd choose. Whatever on our home planet smelled like that must not have been good for us. At any rate, I know he has a shipboard Ansible and that he's just activated. Now, will you please call the Mercs on the system Ansible before he blows it or something?
You think he'll blow it?
He wouldn't want you calling for help now, would he?
I wonder why he doesn't just use the system Ansible now that we've got it unplugged.
Because he knows we'd notice that. And he thinks his shipboard Ansible can't be detected. That alone should tell you he's up to no good.
Oh, right.
On the bridge, Kai began the setup for an Ansible connection and turned on the shipwide intercom.
We have a situation. Quincy, bring the defensive suite active. Our friend over there is contacting someone we don't know who. Probably not someone we want to know.
The Ansible connection winked green, and she entered the MacInsey codes she'd been given. The light lag to the system Ansible seemed interminable. She watched the chronometer ticking off the seconds. Outbound signal. Inbound signal.
Trouble, Captain Vada?
Johansson must have been sitting beside the comm shack. Kai had never appreciated instantaneous communication so much.
Possibly. The ship was Vada, and the captain... a Vada troublemaker, apparently. It's not a threat, but he's just made an Ansible call.
Can your agent strip it?
No.
Advise you go to max power and head for jump point.
Right into whoever's coming in? And our in-system's slow, if you recall.
The idea is that they blow by you while you're still having down-jump turbulence following their scans. Shortens your vulnerability, though there is a risk, as I said before.
And you?
We do have responsibilities to the rest of the convoy, but I'll see what I can do.
Kai looked at Lee, whose expression was more alert than anxious.
You heard the man. Aim us at the jump point and pour on the power. Not emergency max. We can't outrun much of anything, but we can open distance.
She called back to Fair Colleen.
We're outbound, and I've decided on a destination.
Wait a minute. That's sudden. What happened?
It was what you said about the Humod issue. It just occurred to me that the right market for a third of my cargo is one of the Humod worlds. Look at the list. With the Ansible here working again, I was able to get a little market data. We're off for Garth. Coming?
But wait, girl. I mean, Captain, sorry. You don't want to go to Garth.
I don't? Why?
Well, just slow down there and we'll talk about it. You just don't make decisions on the first bit of info you get off a public board. How do you know it's accurate?
Look, we hung around in this system a lot longer than we meant to, waiting for you to match courses and then chatting. No disrespect to an elder Vada, but if we're going to rebuild the company, we can't do it by sitting out here telling family stories. We need to be trading. I may be young and ignorant, but I know that much.
Of course we need to be trading. But rushing into things can get you in worse trouble. How do you know the folks after Vada won't be waiting for you in Garth?
I don't. But the only way to find out is to go there. I have some specialized electronics that will suit their Humod market. Just lying around, they were, and I got them at a good price.
But...
Kai had half an eye on the ship's near scan, which showed the range between them widening more slowly than she'd like.
So are you coming, or shall we meet later somewhere else?
I'll have to get my in-system drive up. I'll follow you.
Fine.
Kai flicked off the link. He'd track her vector and report it. Though if the allies he'd called were already in jump, it wouldn't help them.
Rafe.
Yes?
Is there any way at all that ships can communicate between each other while in FTL space?
No. Not that I know of, anyway.
The advanced tech on the pin Ansibles allows a ship in FTL to contact a fixed Ansible platform. That's all.
Good. Kai flicked on the shipwide comm and explained the situation. What we're doing is running for the jump point. As soon as we can jump safely, we will. We don't know where Osman's allies are or how fast they can get here. We are fairly sure he has no weapons capable of damaging us, so we're not in immediate danger.
What if they get here before we can jump? We're at least 18 hours from the jump point. Are the Mercs coming?
The Mercs are not telling me or anyone else what they plan to do. But I'm hoping they're on their way. We'll deal with the other if it happens.
Why did you even go to talk to that old idiot? Wouldn't it have been smarter to ignore him like the Mercs said?
Jim must have been near the engineering comm station.
Jim?
The only way to find out if he was legitimate or not was to talk to him.
They were all probably thinking the same thing, but lacked Jim's brashness.
But Quincy told you shifts ago, and she told us about him.
Jim!
Kai could imagine Quincy trying to push Jim aside and shut him up.
I just don't get it. We could have been halfway to somewhere else by now.
You could be all the way to somewhere else in about 2 minutes, out the airlock.
I'm sorry.
Good. Whether I made a mistake or not by talking to Osman will be clear in a day or so. In the meantime, we can increase our chances of survival by anticipating the bad guys and thinking of ways to make their task harder.
We could put out a message on the Ansible. We've cleared several along our back route. It will go somewhere, even if it isn't picked up for a while. All stations, all recipients. Tell them about dear old Uncle Osman, or Cousin Osman, or whatever he is.
Good idea. You draft the message, then let me see it before you send it.
Do we have any ship weapons?
Not offensive weapons. Or rather, we have the pop gun equivalent that all the ships carry now. It wouldn't penetrate his ship.
He may or may not know that.
He's boosting, but he's not going to keep up with us.
He wants a safe distance. He's got the power to overtake us, but he won't. His scan trace will point to us, but keep him out of trouble.
Which meant he was expecting help, though she didn't say that.
He thinks.
Kai glanced at Rafe. His expression was feral.
Aren't you supposed to be drafting that letter?
I have. I've forwarded to your desk.
Don't be smug, you and your implant.
Kai opened the file on her desk. The letter looked perfectly straightforward. She hoped it was. She opened a query link to the system Ansible. Almost 2 minutes to contact.
You're close to that 6 months you mentioned. You could put one in now.
Kai watched the winking light that indicated the message was en route to the Ansible. She wasn't about to wait for confirmation that the Ansible was ready to receive.
No medtech.
True, but it's possible to put them in without. I have. Changing implants is sometimes very useful.
And risky.
Not really. You can get a headache, and you can be disoriented for a few hours. I try to do it overnight. Lie down, pull one, and insert the other. You do have to know sterile technique.
Which I don't, so I'll wait, thank you.
I know sterile technique. If it would improve our chances of survival, I'd be glad to help.
He would be glad to get his hands on the Vada command database, however briefly. Kai could only deal with one trickster at a time, and Osman was the immediate threat.
I think not. It can't make this ship faster or add weaponry. For plane maneuver, the brain I have will work just fine.
She hoped. A command implant would give her faster control of ship systems. It might even work with Farrakhalin's systems.
Glad to hear it. Is there any other assistance I can offer?
I don't know yet. I'll let you know if I think of something. Lee, do you know the nearest map jump point?
It's the one the Mercs went to. There's another, half point farther.
So, the Mercs should get here first. Maybe.
If the bad guys didn't use an unmapped point. If they were just off-scan, they could do a short jump in and be here in a few hours. We have enhanced scan, but the range is still well under system radius.
Any idea what vector they might use?
No, why?
Diversions. The one thing that even defensive shields have trouble with is random mass.
What? You're gonna throw out some cargo?
You might call it that, if you consider mines cargo.
Mines?
You're familiar with the concept?
Yes. I just didn't know you had any. And you said you didn't have any weapons.
Didn't have offensive weapons. I do have some mines. Not many, and maybe not enough. We'll see.
When will you drop them?
When I see the whites of their eyes.
At Rafe's expression, Kai had to smile.
When I know what vector they're coming in on. Or if Cousin Osman gives us any trouble in the meantime. I hate to waste a Vada hull.
You surely don't think you can get it back?
If I can, I intend to. Vada transport needs hulls. We've lost several that I know of. Not to mention the capital investment in our headquarters. We make money by trade. It takes hulls to haul cargo. So, Cousin Osmond's hull belongs by rights to Vada. To me, if it comes to that.
You're either crazy or brilliant. I'm not sure which.
Neither am I. Time will tell.
You seem amazingly calm about this. Are you scared at all?
Kai wondered if there was any way to explain, and decided it was a lost cause.
Not excessively.
Fair Colleen had increased her boost. On the ship to ship, a light blinked. Osman wanted to talk again. Kai didn't. Anyone with a shipboard Ansible had to be part of the conspiracy.
There they are.
On the enhanced long scan, two tiny dots. Kai reached over and flicked a button. Both turned red. She spared a moment of thankfulness that the defensive suite's designer had included a remote weapon detection function, and that she'd opted for the more expensive version.
Weapons hot! They must be expecting trouble.
Or a quick, easy kill. Do you want me to plot their course so Lee can concentrate on piloting?
You know how.
Having Rafe on navigation would be better than Cheryl. Competent though she was, Cheryl was better off not on the bridge right now.
Yes? I can still surprise you too, Captain. Anyway, if you have a way to use those mines, I want you to be free of all distraction while you do it.
The enemy ships, she presumed they were enemy since they had not contacted her, had emerged from jump at high velocity and were braking only slightly. Kai interpreted this to mean that they were getting data on her directly and instantly from Osman on Fair Colleen. She looked at their own trace. The old ship could not accelerate any faster, and she had to conserve fuel for maneuvering.
Lee, cut her back. We want to look like innocents heading for the jump point. I'm going to have a little chat with Osman and see what he tells me.